The White House Report.
The NAACP is filing a lawsuit against the USPS because people are being affected, particularly the least of these, with the dismantling of the U.S. Postal Service just months before the November 3rd presidential elections. Karen Boykins-Towns, vice chair of the national board of the NAACP.
Today we filed a lawsuit against the Postmaster General of the U.S. Postal Service for really attempting to sabotage the services that all of Americans depend on. We know that voting by mail is one of the options for which we must have for those at this time suffering with the coronavirus, and the U.S. Post Office's attempt to obstruct that through some of these plans that they've shared is really unconscionable. And so we are done dying, and therefore today have put forth this lawsuit, which we are really believing we have a lot of support for and look forward to winning this case in court.
So the question is, how many people are affected by this drastic change at USPS?
What I'll say, April, is that what we know is the post office rates, I think, has an approval rating of over 90% of all Americans. And what we have found is that people are being impacted in so many different ways. There are those who rely on receiving their medication through the mail, and that has been adversely impacted. And we have individuals who have been personally impacted by that. We know that there are those who there are some people who still receive their checks in the mail. Those have been delayed. We know that supplies and equipment, so you have small businesses that are waiting for equipment from auto manufacturers and the like, which are not arriving on time. They are, you know, they are delayed, and that is impacting small businesses as well. And so this touches a lot of different people, and as someone who, you know, is frequently using the U.S. Postal Service, despite all the electronic forms of communication we have, this is a problem. And when we're looking at November 3rd, the U.S. Postal Office is saying that they are able to handle large quantities of mail. So their attempt to say that, you know, there's a problem, there hadn't been a problem before the most recent actions. And so we are now looking to address that through this lawsuit.
April Ryan, AURN News.